1230 KHAS.
And we're back at the Chapman Gymnasium as we get set for the boys' basketball game here tonight between Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus SCOTUS. As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, kind of a unique roster you got here this year, but I'll tell you what, some experience coming back.
Yeah, we've got five seniors and eight sophomores on our varsity roster. And, you know, eventually we're going to have a good basketball team. Where this all develops is going to depend on, you know, a lot of fitting into roles, and that's the first few games of the season. You never know. We, you know, a role in the summer is a heck of a lot different than it is a role in the winter. And at this point, we think we've got some talented kids. We're pretty athletic and, you know, fairly long, but we don't have that great big kid. And we don't have a guy that we know is proven to come out and score 15 to 20 a game. We just don't have that. So we'll see how everything fits together.
Alex Sheehy may be your most impressive guy coming back from a year ago.
Yeah, he's played for about a good year and a half now. He played quite a bit as a sophomore. One of the first times we played a sophomore, you know, in varsity. And then this year we might be playing up to six, seven guys as sophomores in a varsity game. But Alex is, a proven quality kid. And that's one of the biggest traits he brings to us. And in the past, he's been mostly a shooter only. And we've really tried to develop his game, going to the hole a little bit, getting an offensive rebound or two. And then he's always been one of our guys. We look at the assists at every end of the season or end of the games. You know, he's always got three or four or five assists. So he always is one of those guys that finds the open man too. He's a good teammate. He sets screens for guys, and usually a lot of times his screens, I tell him, are going to get him open, because he's such a strong kid. Even though he's weighing around 175, 180 pounds, he's a strong kid. He played linebacker in football, and you wouldn't think he'd be able to play at that weight, but he definitely in basketball, he moves well for a 6'2 guard.
That's four other seniors: Cannon Howell, Tommy O'Keefe, Thomas Koch, and Trevor Ernst. And they're talking about those guys, maybe their roles on the team this year.
Well, they've got some experience in varsity last year. Cannon started a few games here and there, and Tommy O'Keefe, I think, started one game. So those two definitely have played some minutes. Thomas Scope came off the bench mostly predominantly last year under behind Chris Hartford. We didn't play him a lot at the same time. And Thomas is probably what I would consider one of our most improved over the off season. He kind of took it upon himself this fall, middle of the summer, to get his body transformed into what he knew was going to be a grind for him, playing inside, playing the other team's biggest guy. And Thomas is a lover of basketball. He's a Jayhawk fan, and his brother's a student manager down there for Bill Self. So he's a type of kid that really knows the game, and you're going to see some moves out of him this year. Going to go, where has that been? But he's a late developer, and I told him I hope his best years of basketball aren't when he's playing in college and intramurals or somewhere. But I said he's really put it upon himself. So and then Trevor Ernst has come a long ways too. Trevor's just one of those blue collar kids that really works hard and gets after it every day. And he's not going to do anything flashy, but he definitely knows his role, and that's come off, play good defense, get a tip out rebound. It's amazing. You'll see how many tip outs he gets to our guards this year, just because he can't quite get to the ball totally with two hands, but he's really good at tipping it out and keeping the ball alive.
You got a talented sophomore class coming up with Zach Kitten and your son Brooks Asher, who played a lot a season ago.
Yeah, those two have got some varsity experience, and Zach had a kind of an injury plagues freshman year, was sick for a while, and then had an injury, and he played on and off, and I don't think he ever got to the potential that I thought he could get to, and that's something we've really preached with Zach this off season and this early season practices, is he's got to be aggressive. He could be a difference maker for us on the offensive end. He's long. He's 6'3", 4", right in that area. He really can jump well. He can shoot the 3-point shot, or he can take the ball as good as anybody we've got to the rim. Brooks has had a good off season. He's really put on about 15, 20 pounds and a couple of inches of height. And that's what he knew. He was going to have to carry a lot of the guard duties out point this year, where last year he was just a skinny little freshman coming off the bench, maybe knocking down a three or something. But this year he's going to have to do a lot more of ball handling. He's going to have to do a lot better job on defense. And overall, this sophomore class with Alex Tino and Dayton Seeley, they're going to see extensive minutes. One of them will start tonight, depending on how Dayton Sealy's back injury is, they're going to add a lot to this team. They're dynamic kids as far as basketball players. They understand the game. We'll just see how far a sophomore can take us.
How about the preseason workouts? Kind of a mixture with some talent and a lot of inexperience out there. Has it been kind of an interesting offseason for you?
Well, it has, and we knew this summer when we went to Ralston, we were throwing some sophomores to be against some of the big dogs. When we played Omaha South, one of the best teams in the state, I think they might have beat us by 34 or 43, somewhere in the too many range, and the kids were pretty disgruntled, but we aren't going to see that type of level of play. And, you know, mixing a sophomore with a senior sometimes can be something that a coach goes, this isn't going to work at all, you know. And I don't know, maybe it won't down the road, but I really feel that these kids bonded well. They get along well. They do a lot of things in the, you know, off the basketball court together, which is kind of different for kids. And I think that a lot of that goes back to our seniors. They're great kids, and they accept the fact that you know, we got to have the sophomores to be able to put together a decent ball club there, and vice versa. The seniors know, or the sophomores know, that these seniors are going to be their leaders.
I know I'll be playing the big dogs in Class A, but your schedule this year is extremely tough. I think you only got four Class C schools on the schedule.
Well, the Class C2 teams, just not a lot in this area. And then we do play Sutton, you know, Blue Hill, Donovan. We play Aquinas in our conference, but there just isn't a lot of C2 teams in this area. And then, you know, we've from years past, we've kind of bludgeoned ourselves with some of those better B teams and the high-level Centennial Conference C1. So, you know, the season schedule has always been tough in the last 6 years, and I think our kids have just come to accept the fact that, hey, we don't have a lot of margin for error. We've got to really do things right, and that begins with your preparation, whether it's off-season or whether it's beginning of the season here, you know, in the preseason. So the schedule's difficult. We may not start out, you know, like some teams and be ablaze and everybody, but we want to be there at the end of the year. And I think last year we kind of proved that we could be there at the end of the year. And I guess every team wants that. But I think a good, tough schedule kind of can mentally get your kids ready for that part of the season.
You don't have a big power guy inside. So maybe just trying to find your identity, finding what this team is going to do. Is that your biggest concern right now?
Yeah, and I think we've got to be a physical team. You know, that identity we talked about yesterday at practice, you know, even though we don't have a kid that goes in, you know, at 6'6 or 6'5 and takes over the middle, I think we've got a lot of kids that really post up well with Cannon Howell and Thomas Skoke and Zach Kitten and Trevor Ernst. Those four really do a nice job inside. They play bigger than they are, but then again, they've been going against each other in practice, and that's something you're going to have to see is when, okay, now SCOTUS comes to town and here we go. Are we going to, you know, back down, or are we going to be that aggressive as we are in practice?
What areas does this team look like they're going to be pretty good this year?
Well, we've got some decent athleticism, and I think we shoot the ball pretty well. You know, we've had good shooters in the past, but not maybe collectively as many good shooters. You know, I don't know if that means we're going to have to shoot the ball from the perimeter all the time to have success. It seems like we showed the kids what's happened over the last 6 years with our statistics as far as three-point shooting, and we've shot more threes, made more threes, we won less games. So that's, you know, but then again, we didn't have the Stirrup boys and the Gettertz and the Ansteins and the Horses and Farmers and Wrights and kids that could play a little bit above the rim. And these kids can't play above the rim. They know that. They're going to have to play great, sound, fundamental defense and, you know, shooting the ball. Hopefully, you know, it's one of those things that isn't going to be there every night. So we got to be sound on the defensive side every single night to give ourselves a chance.
Obviously, we're going to see teams that are going to be a lot bigger than us this year. So we're going to have to play maybe a couple of different styles this year.
Yeah, you're right. For the, you know, we've always thrown the old zone defense at this time or another, you know, at a couple teams throughout the last couple years. And hey, we've never practiced it very much. That's the thing. We've just kind of had it there. We're still going to play a lot of man-to-man, but we've got a couple zones that we've worked at, and we've also decided that we're really going to have to work on post defense and how we're going to defend the interior pass, because we can't just let it get in there. We know we're going to be in foul trouble, so we may front some nights. Some nights we may double team, and the way we double team might be ball side or backside. We just haven't, you know, it depends on the the people were playing. So, and you know, I guess that comes down to a lot too. Will the kids be able to make those little bit of adjustments? But I think so far, everything I've seen indicates that they're ready to go.
Columbus Scotus, the team that comes in here last year, was 14-10. They've got to everybody back with but two players. This is kind of unfair. They got a lot of experience coming back against maybe your sophomore bunch here tonight.
Yeah, you're right. We knew that the Centennial Conference seems like it never gets a young group coming at you. You know, we've kind of been the young group. Last year we had to reload a little bit, and this year we're kind of doing the same thing, and we hope that, you know, this SCOTUS team with the Lom kid averaging around 16, 18 points a game, I think, all through last year, and it seems like he's always just been really ready for that first game of the season, and we haven't done a good job on him as a freshman or as a sophomore. You know, with their returning experience, I know that, you know, I think our kids are playing a little bit above their sophomore level at this time, but how well they'll respond to an opening night, I'm just glad it's at home. You know, we're not traveling, and our kids have already played one game against a scrimmage game with Ravenna, and that really, I think, took a little bit of the jitters out. Now, whether or not tonight that transpires into anything positive for us, I think it will, but you still got to be ready to answer the bell.
Lom kid going to be a load for you, especially on the opening night. What's the game plan on him?
Well, we still think our best defender is Alex Shee, even though we're going to lean on him quite a bit with at the offensive end, too. We still think he's our best lockdown defender. But I think early on, you're not going to be able to condition yourself, you know, to play 30 minutes and try to lock somebody down for 30 minutes. So we've got a Alex Tino, even though he's smaller, he's a type of kid that can maybe disrupt his timing a little bit, because he's hit shots in our face, you know, from 20, 22 feet with a guy draped on him in the last couple years. And I told our kids, if he hits those, so be it. But he just can't get anything else. He's just going to have really difficult contests of the shot. And as long as we don't give anybody else, you know, a career night, that might help. And so we'll try to run two to three guys at him. We might even throw Tommy O'Keefe. He brings a lot of energy to this team, and he'll be up to the challenge to stop somebody.
What type of team is this going to be style-wise? Are we going to see what we have in the past, or you have to vary that a little bit?
Well, we definitely want to run. We probably can push the basketball as well as we can, since, you know, back in the state championship days with Farmer and Hamburger and Seeley on the perimeter, we're not at that level yet. We're kind of where they were when they were sophomores. We can run, but the big thing is you're going to have to control the boards. And with our sophomore guards and Sheehy, I think we can push the ball, and they love to play that style. And hopefully that's an exciting style. You know, it doesn't sometimes lead to a lot of success if the ball doesn't go in, and we're not going to shoot it early just to shoot it early. We're definitely going to, you know, be under control. But the fact is we're going to have to push tempo, I think, in any game just for gives ourselves a chance.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Signing lines, play-by-play description coming up next. St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low E-glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Get all your Anderson window and door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, getting set for game number 2 of our high school basketball doubleheader between the Hawkettes Actually, the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia now and the Shamrocks of Columbus Scotus. This Hawkettes already put one in the win column here tonight in game number one as St. Cecilia rolled past Columbus Scotus by a score of 54-25. Finally got the final numbers on that ball game here tonight. St. Cecilia ended up shooting 57% for the ball game in the first contest tonight, 21 out of 37. Columbus Scotus just 11 out of 31 for 35%. St. Cecilia knocked down 9 out of their 12 three-point field goal attempts tonight for 75%. The Shamrocks were 0 out of 5 from beyond the arc this evening. Rebound, St. Cecilia ended up with 17 rebounds compared to 15 for Columbus Scotus. St. Cecilia had 12 turnovers in the ball game. They forced 13 steals on the other end. Columbus Scotus, they had 20 turnovers in the game. They had 6 steals. St. Cecilia had 2 blocked shots. Columbus Scotus had 3. Hawkins were but 1 out of 4 from the free throw line, all in the first half for 25%. Columbus Scotus 5 out of 8 for 63%. St. Cecilia winning the season opener tonight over Columbus Scotus by the score of 54-25. Also tonight, we got a score in from Seward. It's Hastings High and Seward. They are tied up at 20 points apiece. That is a halftime score. That is a girls-boys basketball doubleheader as the boys will get ready to go here in just a little bit. But Seward 20, Hastings High 20, that at halftime tonight in Seward. Our scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. So we got the boys game coming up next. Hastings St. Cecilia preseason ranked number 10 in the Lincoln Journal Star that was out this morning with their preseason rankings. The Hawks finished 11-14 a season ago. They lost in the district championship ball game to Donovan Trumbull. Of course, St. Cecilia with a nice run from 2008 to 2010, winning state championships for the Blue Hawks. Kevin Asher's going to have a unique team here this year. They've got 5 seniors and 8 sophomores on the roster here for the 2013-2014 season. No juniors will play this year for the Blue Hawks. Columbus Scotus, 14-10 a year ago. They lost just 2 players off of that team. They've got 9 letter winners coming back, led by Grant Lom, who averaged 20.5 points per ball game a season ago. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Member FDIC. For Columbus Scotus, they will go with Nate Ebner. He is a 6-foot senior. Ebner averaged 6.5 points per ball game a season ago. Tyler Morton is a 5-foot-11-inch junior. Morton averaged 3.5 points per ball game last year. Derek Caslin is a 6-foot-4-inch senior. Caslin averaged 4.5 points per ball game. Miles Putnam is a 6-foot-1-inch sophomore. He averaged 3.5 points per ball game last year as a freshman. And then Grant Lom, the 6-foot junior, who averaged 20.5 points per ball game a season ago for head coach Jeff Anuka. For AC St. Cecilia, they will go with Dayton Seeley, a 5-foot-11-inch sophomore. Also, Brooks Asher, a 6-foot-1-inch sophomore. Cannon Howell, a 6-foot-3-inch senior. Thomas Skok, a 6-foot-4-inch senior. And Alex Sheehy, a 6-foot-2-inch senior. Kevin Asher, the head coach of Hastings St. Cecilia. So a good matchup here in the season opener for both of these teams. St. Cecilia preseason ranked number 10. Columbus Scotus preseason ranked number 8, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. As we get set to go, the starting lineup's brought to you by 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hawks will shoot to our basket to our left here tonight. Columbus Scotus in their green uniforms will be shooting to our basket to our right. Always good to see the St. Cecilia student body section, maybe one of the better student bodies around as far as enthusiasm for high school sports. They are in mid-season form on a far sideline. Here's Sheehy driving the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouled into play. So we got a foul just 10 seconds into the ball game. A personal is going to be whistled here on Miles Putnam, and it's going to be his first foul. First team foul in the Shamrocks going to the free throw line. For St. Cecilia will be Alex Sheehy. Averaged 7 points and 5 rebounds per game a season ago. And Sheehy puts up the first free throw of the season and cans it. 1-0 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top here in boys high school basketball action from the Chapman Gym, the season opener for both of these teams. As he's next free throw is up there, it's good. Hawkins grab, brother. The Blue Hawks grab the lead. 2-0 is the score. St. Cecilia will open in a man-to-man defense. Here's Nate Ebner with the ball. Ebner gets it into the hands of Tyler Morton. Out here between the rings, Morton dribbles one, sends it back to Ebner on the wing on the left side. Ebner, cross-court pass over the head of his mind over here, Miles Putnam. He throws it into the Blue Hawk bench. Turnover number one on Columbus Scotus. Hastings St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here in backcourt as he will play things into Brooks Asher. A big part of this football or basketball team a season ago as a freshman. He's grown an inch or two, put on some weight as Brooks Asher is out there now for Pops. Kevin Asher, the head coach. Cross-court pass goes to Sheehy outside the ring. Now this is Dayton Seeley with the ball. Dayton Seeley dribbles once. Bounce pass goes to Asher on the right sideline. Brooks Asher trying to drive it. Gives it up now to Cannon Howell. Out between the rings. Now to Sheehy for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Alex Sheehy nails a three-pointer from just to the left side of the lane. It's a 5-0 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top. We're just 1:05 into the contest here tonight at the Chapman Gym. Nate Ebner with the ball. Ebner goes over to the far side. That's a Lom. His three-pointer has been up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down here to Cannon Howell. So Lom, who averaged 20 points per ball game a season ago, misses his first shot of the season here on a three-pointer from the left side. Dayton Seeley gets it to Brooks Asher near the near sideline. Asher behind the screen. Brooks out here in three-point territory being guarded. Sends a pass over here to Cannon Howell. Free throw line extended left side. Howell back to Asher for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Bound for the rebound. Thomas Skoke grabs it and a foul is called. Skoke is going to be hit with a personal foul. Going over the back of a Shamrock. That's going to be the first foul on Skoke. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings St. Cecilia. 5-0 is the score of the Blue Hawks out on top of the Shamrocks here tonight. We're about 2 minutes into the ball game from the Chapman Gymnasium, bringing the ball back here. It's going to be Lom. Goes over here on the right side to Putnam. His three-pointer is put up there. It's no good. The ball being tapped around the left side of the lane. It's recovered here by St. Cecilia's Seeley. Seeley gets the ball to Asher. Gets the ball ahead now. That's a Sheehy with the ball. Back out to Seeley. Throws up a three. His shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Ball is chased down in the corner by Cannon Howell. Gets it back into the hands of Seeley. Cross-court pass comes over here to Asher. Down on the baseline to Skoke. His shot from 10 is going to be no good. Rebound comes out of Derek Caslin. Back the other way, gets the ball ahead to Morton. Morton down in the hands of Nate Ebner. As he dribbles with the ball, takes it inside the free throw circle. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. A shot no good. Chip try no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Sheehy has got the ball. Outlet pass near sideline to Asher. Cross court pass is deflected, but is picked up by Seeley. Seeley out to Sheehy. Down to Brooks Asher. Far sideline out of Howell. A shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ebner. Nate Ebner runs her back the other way, dribbles behind his back, dribbles it down the lane, bounce pass down on the baseline, 10-footer is up and in. That's Miles Putnam scoring there for Columbus Scotus. 5-2 is the score. The Blue Hawks have the lead here in boys high school basketball. There's a Dayton Seeley with the ball, brings it back to the center of the floor, comes over here to Asher. Down to Seeley, long pass inside, tipped away from Skoke. The officials say it was off of the fingertips of off of the fingertips of Columbus Scotus. He originally pointed St. Cecilia's way, then Columbus Scotus's way. Now they're going to give the ball back to the Blue Hawks. They will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Zach Kitten into the ball game. Tommy O'Keefe coming in for Hastings St. Cecilia. Also coming in will be Trevor Ernst. Scotus also making a couple of substitutes here at the 4:59 mark of the first quarter. 5-2 is the score. Sheehy has got the ball. Out here in three-point territory on the right side. Sheehy takes it to the right sideline, reverses the ball to Asher. Asher now to Zach Kitten. He puts it on the floor, dribbles it out here. Now Asher has got it, brings it back to Kitten. Left side of the lane. Kitten gets it back into the hands of Asher at the top of the key. That is Sheehy. Sheehy sends it down in the baseline there. But the ball is going to be Zach Kitten. Brings it up high on the block out here in the three-point territory. Out to Brooks Asher, near side to Sheehy again. Sheehy gets it to Tommy O'Keefe to the right sideline to Brooks Asher. Good defense here by Columbus Scotus. Man-to-man for the Shamrocks. Entry pass to get it into Sheehy. Sheehy gives it up to Trevor Ernst. Now to Sheehy. Moves it down to the baseline. Back out on top. Now to Zach Kitten. He tries to drive the ball down the right side of the lane. To Sheehy. Baseline jumper. Good three-pointer. Second three-pointer for Alex Sheehy. He's already got 8 points in the ballgame. He's hit all 8 points here for the Blue Hawks. 8-2 is the score. As we approach the 4-minute mark here in the first quarter from the Chapman Gym, there's a Jackson Kumpf who's into the ball game now to Ebner. for Columbus SCOTUS. Back outside, here's a free throw line jumper. It's up there and in by Grant Lahm. Lahm getting away, hit one from the free throw line there. It's an 8-4 ball game now. 8-4 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Driving for the hole is going to be Kitten. Puts up an off-balance shot. No good, but he's fouling the play. Zach Kitten goes tumbling down underneath the hole here, and a personal foul is going to be called on the SCOTUS. Is going to go on the Jackson Kumpf. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 2 on the Shamrocks. This will be a shooting foul as Zach Kitten will go to the free throw line for Hastings St. Cecilia. Kitten's shot is up there. It's going to be no good as it rims off of there. Kitten was one of the couple of freshmen that played a season ago for head coach Kevin Asher, the other one being Kevin's son Brooks. But Zach had plenty of playing time a season ago. And he's in there now in this first ball game at the 3:41 mark of the first quarter. 8-4 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Zach Kitten will have one more shot here. Toes the mark shot is going to be short. Just barely draws iron. Rebound comes out of Jackson Kumpf. And here come the Shamrocks now with a chance to slice into this four-point lead. They bring it into the offensive zone. That's a Morton with the ball. Morton sends it out here to Garrett Shanley, who's into the ball game now. Shanley gets it away there. Lahm, as he drives it down the left side of the lane. The shot's partially deflected. Battle for the rebound, and a foul is going to be called. A rebounding foul here is going to go on Columbus SCOTUS. It's going to go on Shanley, who just checked in there. Garrett Shanley for the Shamrocks, a 6'2" junior. So it's going to be St. Cecilia with the ball. Bringing the ball back is going to be Alex Tino, who's into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Tino, a 5'9" sophomore. Again, 5 seniors, 8 sophomores on this team for St. Cecilia this year. Sheehy down on the baseline, gets it into the hands now of Kitten, who comes out to Tino. His passing going to be intercepted. Intercepted on the far side by Lahm as he drives it back the other way. Lahm passing it to Putnam. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Putnam not in the position to go up for the shot there. Here's Tino at the other end. Puts a man in the air. Sends it over here to Kitten. It's through his fingertips out of bounds. Third turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. The Shamrocks have 2. St. Cecilia's got a 4-point lead over Columbus SCOTUS. The score is 8-4. Shamrocks will play things in here in backcourt with Garrett Shanley. Shanley gets it in to Cody Maracek, who's into the ball game now for the Shamrocks. Maracek is 6'2" freshman playing here. Here's Ebner with the ball. Nate Ebner out between the rings to Kumpf. Hands it back away to Ebner. Dribbles behind his back here at the top of the key. Sends it to the far sideline. With the ball over there is going to be Maracek as he's picked up by Tino. Gets it in the hands of Ebner. His shot in the lane. Good. Nate Ebner, an off-balance shot in the lane, scores for SCOTUS. And Columbus comes back to pull within 2 points now. 8-6 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Tino takes it to the right sideline to Tommy O'Keefe. Out to Dayton Seeley, who's back into the ballgame. Now is Zach Kitten. Dayton Seeley has got it just to the right of the basket now. SCOTUS stays with their man-to-man defense. Here's Zach Kitten, left side of the lane, trying to drive it. Can't do it here. Takes it down to the baseline. Kitten still on the dribble. Out of the wing, now to Tommy O'Keefe. Out to Tino in 3-point territory behind the Seeley screen. Tino stops left side of the lane, now has to get rid of it. Tino in trouble, finally gets it away. Out near the 10-second line of Dayton Seeley. St. Cecilia having some problems attacking the SCOTUS defense the past couple of times down the floor here. Tino has got it top of the key, trying to penetrate, can't do it. Gives it away to Seeley. Down to 1:35 to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead, 8-6. Zach Kitten with the ball. Kitten drives it toward the goal, stops there. Jump pass back out on top to O'Keefe. His shot for 3 is no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Seeley. Seeley has got it for St. Cecilia. Flips it away to Tino. Just inside the free throw line. Really travels with the ball. Gets it away to Zach Kitten. He circles around. Cuts it down the lane. Puts up an off-balance shot. Good. Off the window. Zach Kitten scores. That's his first field goal. And St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 10-6. It should be 10-6. The Blue Hawks have the lead here over Columbus SCOTUS. Out here in 3-point territory is going to be Jackson Kump. Putnam puts up a shot. It's off of the left side. It's going to be no good. And now the ball is going to be deflected out of bounds, and we're going to have a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here on Columbus SCOTUS. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Jackson Kump. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 4 already on the Shamrocks. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter, 10-6 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top after the girls won the first game tonight over the Shamrocks. Seeley with the ball to Cannon Howell. His pass deflected out of bounds. Trying to set up Brooks Asher down in the corner as the ball was deflected out of bounds by Grant Lom. So now with 39.7 seconds to play, St. Cecilia will play the ball in. Deep in the corner here on the near sideline, Asher gets it in to Howell. Hands it away to Brooks again. Moves it to the right side on the dribble. Back down in the corner. Cannon Howell, Brooks Asher, Dayton Seeley. Down to Brooks, deep in the corner to the right side. Brooks Asher out here in the three-point territory. Alex Tino with the ball now. Kevin Asher is down at the 10-second line, wanting the guys to go for one shot here. We're down to 19 seconds to play in the first quarter. Tino backs her on out, gets it to Asher out here near the 10-second line. Brooks Asher looking at the clock. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Here's a Dayton Seeley. Seeley throws it out in the corner, and Asher wasn't there. Seeley turns the ball away as he throws it into the corner, and Brooks Asher wasn't quite there. He was coming down the baseline. And he threw it into the corner without looking there, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover number four in St. Cecilia. Now with 5.4 seconds to play, Columbus Scotus will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Running down the far sideline, that's a Maracek with the ball. He throws up a one-hander from the top of the key. It's going to be no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball here at the Chapman Gym. Their score is Hastings St. Cecilia 10, Columbus Scotus 6. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kierkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Chapman Gymnasium. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. In Seward tonight, Hastings High girls and Seward are tied up at 31 points apiece after three quarters. Hastings St. Cecilia girls winning in the first ball game tonight over Columbus Scotus by a score of 54-25. The scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. 10-6 is the score here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a four-point lead. Driving down the left side of the lane, we got a whistle here. Heading toward the goal was Putnam for Columbus Scotus, and he's calling for the steps. Three turnovers on Columbus Scotus here in this first half of play. St. Cecilia has led this baby from the opening tap. Got out to a 5-0 lead in the first 1 minute and 5 seconds of this ball game. St. Cecilia with a four-point lead right now. 10-6 is the score over Columbus Scotus. The Shamrocks beat St. Cecilia last year in the season opener by 26 points. There's an offensive foul call on Thomas Skoke. Skoke trying to drive it to the hole down here at the baseline. Got a shoulder put in there to a Shamrock. Gets hit with a personal foul. That's the second foul on Thomas Skoke. Turnover number five on Hastings St. Cecilia here in the first half. Yeah, the Shamrocks beat the Blue Hawks by 26 points up in Columbus last year at our season opener. St. Cecilia hitting 43% in the first quarter. They were 3 out of 7. Columbus Scotus just 3 out of 10 in the first quarter for 30%. Scotus working with the ball down here in the baseline, driving for the hole and scoring is going to be Nate Ebner. That's his second field goal. The Shamrocks are back to within 2 points. St. Cecilia hit 2 out of 5 from 3-point range in the first half or first quarter for 40%. Columbus Scotus was 0 out of 3 in the first quarter. 10-8 is the score now. He sees St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. Hawks have the basketball. Asher to the far sideline is Zach Kitten. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to his left. Comes out here to Tino. Comes across the top now to Alex Sheehy. Sheehy getting away from Lom. Sends it over to Cannon Howell. Howell still beyond the 3-point circle. Here's a Tino with the ball. Tino now to Brooks Asher for three. Shot is up there. He buries it. Brooks Asher scores for St. Cecilia. Asher averaged 6 points per ball game a season ago as a freshman here for the Blue Hawks. That's his first field goal of the season here. 13-8 now. St. Cecilia out to a 5-point lead. As the Shamrocks come back in their offensive zone, Tyler Morton has got it now to Ebner. Ebner holds the ball out here in three-point territory. Tino picks him up. St. Cecilia is still in a man-to-man. Here's Lom. Lom sends it down low, grabbing the ball. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Cashlin. Ball is loose. It's recovered here by Morton down in the baseline. A short jumper is up there by Putnam. No good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. With a ball, here is Cannon Howell. He'll bring things back for the Blue Hawks. Cannon Howell into the offensive zone. Here's Alex Sheehy. Goes over to Brooks Asher on the wing on the right side. Takes it inside the free throw circle and the dribble. Now Alex Tino. Tino sends it over to Cannon Howell, holds the ball out to Brooks Asher. Swings it left side. Sheehy with it. Out to Tino, top of the key. Tino throws up a shot. It's going to be partially deflected. It's loose. Tino picks her back up. Tino down on the baseline to Sheehy. Shot from 10. No good. And a rebound comes down on the weak side there. The Skoda Shamrocks. Tyler Morton with the ball. Gets it ahead to Ebner. His shot for three is going to be no good. Tip try is up and in. He's fouling the play. Lom gets the tip. Well, that's a Cashlin with a tip. And he is fouling the play. Derek Cashlin gets the tip and the field goal. And now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. A personal foul is whistled here on St. Cecilia. So Cashlin, Derek Cashlin gets the field goal. The personal foul is whistled on Zach Kitten. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Blue Hawks. Derek Cashlin, who averaged 4.5 points per ball game a season ago, will go to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Into the ball game now will be Cody Maracek. Going out is going to be Tyler Morton. 13-10 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead. Cashlin will try to slice into that lead right here. He misses the free throw, and the rebound comes down to the Hawks. Zach Kitten with the board. 13-10 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here over the Shamrocks of Columbus Scotus. With the basketball here is going to be Brooks Asher. Asher with it goes over to Cannon Howell. Free throw line extended right side. Cannon Howell angling toward the goal. His pass is going to be deflected. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Sheehy down there. Sheehy trying to grab it down in the corner. Loses it out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number six on St. Cecilia here in the first half. So the Shamrocks will come back offensively into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. It's going to be Trevor Ernst. Ernst will come in. Zach Kitten will come to the bench. 4:55 to play here in quarter number two. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Columbus Scotus in the season opener. The score is 13-10. Much closer than we had in the girls game, which was a runaway by the end of the first quarter. St. Cecilia winning over the Shamrocks in game number one tonight. Ebner with the ball now for Scotus. Moves it over here to Maracek. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here into three-point territory. Picked up by Asher. Here's going to be Grant Lom with it now. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Jump pass down in the corner. As they get it down there to Cashlin. Now back to Lom, who loses the ball out of bounds, but it's slapped out of his hands. And it's going to be Scotus' ball. Scotus will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Tommy O'Keefe. He comes in. He comes to the bench. 4:26 to play in the second quarter. 13-10 is the score. St. Cecilia leading by three. Scotus will play things in. They get it out here to Shanley, who's back into the ball game. Shanley now to Putnam, who goes to Ebner, loses control of the ball, and he picks it up on the far sideline, right in front of the St. Cecilia Rowdies over there on the far sideline. Here's Grant Lom, throws up a long-range jumper, good, a three-pointer. Lom throws up a three-pointer from the top of the key. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Shamrocks have come back to tie the score at 13 points apiece. They have scored the last five in the ball game. There's a Dayton Seeley trying to drive it inside, can't do it. Seeley circling around. Cannon Howell to the far sideline, down to Brooks Asher. Out on top to a Seeley. Dayton Seeley with the ball as he hangs onto it. Goes over there to a Tommy O'Keefe. Tommy O'Keefe comes across the top now to Cannon Howell. Back outside, a three-pointer is thrown up there, and he hits it. That's going to be a three-pointer by Seeley. Dayton Seeley hitting a three-ball from a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle there. That is the fourth three-pointer that St. Cecilia is throwing up in the ballgame here tonight. It's 16-13, the Hawks with a lead. Ebner down the lane, down in the corner. Baseline jumper is put up there. It is no good by Maracek. While on the weak side there, it goes out of bounds. That's going to be last touch there by St. Cecilia. Last touch by Trevor Ernst. Here comes Kitten back into the ball game. Cannon Howell will come to the bench. Scotus will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. This is Tyler Morton as he will inbound the ball here for Scotus. He gets it into the corner. That's Lom with the ball. Lom gets it out on top now to Maracek. They lob it inside is Shanley, squares around to the bucket. Can't put up a shot now to Grant Lom and a traveling violation out top. Fourth turnover on Scotus here in the ballgame. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in quarter number two. Hastings Saints is saying leading Columbus Schoonis by 3 points. It is 16-13. And the Blue Hawks will have the ball here in backcourt as Asher will bring things up. Brooks Asher, right-handed dribble, brings it across the midcourt stripe here for the Blue Hawks. Asher gets it into the hands of Dayton Seeley. Seeley now to Zach Kitten down in the corner. Asher for three, shot good. Brooks Asher throws up a three ball from the deep left corner. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia back out on top by six. 19-13, and here's a shot back the other way. It's up and in. Cody Maracek scoring there for Scotus. He got deep into the lane there and scores easily for the Shamrocks. Now here's a turnover by St. Cecilia. Off of the fingertips of Seeley, picked up by Lom back the other way. Maracek at the Lom for three, shot good. Grant Lom hitting a three-pointer. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. The Hawks with seven turnovers here in the first half. It's now 19-18. St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Now head coach Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy, 504 East Side or East 14th Street in Hastings. You can call 402-462-4605. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Hi, this is Dr. Christopher Murray with Murray Natural Health and Chiropractic in Hastings. Join me each Monday morning at 8:08 for Ask the Expert. We'll discuss things that I have learned about setting the standard in natural health care. You can email questions to drmurray at khasradio.com or just call in during the show. Get informed on obtaining and maintaining optimal health with Ask the Expert, Mondays at 8:08 on 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
Tomorrow night we'll be on Patriot Field, actually Patriot Gym. Get out of the football mode here. Adams Central taking on Holdridge in their season opener on the air tomorrow night at 5:45. Girls game will be at 6 with the boys to follow at 7:45. Here's Tino from the corner. His shot's an air ball, no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Sheehy shot us up and in. Alex Sheehy, he's now got 10 points in the ball game. He's got 10 of the 21 that the Hawks have put up there here in the first half. 21-18 is the score now, just by the 2 minute mark here in the second quarter. There's a foul here on the near sideline. It's going to go on Sheehy, trying to deflect the ball away from Grant Lom. Sheehy picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be, let's hold on here. Might be a, that's going to be a foul called here. Looks like on Miles Putnam of Scotus instead. So Miles Putnam away from all the action picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 5 on the Shamrocks. That's going to be their fifth turnover officially in the ballgame. So St. Cecilia will come back the other way with a three-point lead. There's a pass by Tino. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Tyler Morton. The eighth turnover on St. Cecilia in the ballgame. Grant Lom trying to drive it. Has it tipped away. Lom picks it up deep in the corner on the left side. Picked up there by Sheehy of St. Cecilia. Bounce pass comes over to Putnam here on the near sideline. Now to Ebner. Nate Ebner holds the ball. Picked up by Tino defensively. Cross court pass to Lom. His shot for three is going to be no good. Found him for the rebound and a foul is called. And that's going to be on Putnam. That's going to be his third. Putnam going over the back of a Blue Hawk here. And that's going to be the case. Miles Putnam picking up the personal foul as he goes over the back of Zach Kitten just to the right of the basket there. Putnam picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number 6 on the Shamrocks. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here in backcourt. 21-18 is the score. The Blue Hawks out on top here in the season opener against Columbus Scotus. St. Cecilia played an exhibition game last week against Ravenna and beat the Blue Jays by 26 points. So a lot of optimism here around the Blue Hawk camp for the 2013-14 season here. Brooks Asher moves it to the right sideline. Zach Kitten has got the ball. Man-to-man defense here for Scotus. Out to Tino. Tino sends it back down in the corner to Asher for three. That shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Tyler Morton, not to Ebner. Ebner one on three, having problems with a dribble, and now we got to a whistle in the lane, and a foul is going to be called. Nate Ebner cut it toward the hole, had problems down on his dribble. And finally, a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Sheehy. That's going to be his... I got one. We'll double-check that as he was hit with a personal foul just a minute or so ago. 21-18 is the score. Cody Maracek has got the ball now for Scotus. It's only a 14 foul in St. Cecilia. Here's Ebner out here in 3-point territory. Gives it away down to Grant Lom. Uses a screen. Moves it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it in the corner. It's going to be chipped and it's picked up here by Morton. Morton gets it to Kaslin. Now underneath the Lom. And shot no good. Ball tapped to the corner. Driving the ball down there. Here's a long-range jumper. It's going to be short, no good by Moronchek. Ball is tapped down. It's picked up here by Asher. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be off the fingertips of Tino. Scramble is on. Two players hit the deck, and a jump ball called. Alternating jump is going to go to St. Cecilia. So the Hawks will play things in here on the near sideline. 15.7 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, St. Cecilia with a three-point lead over Columbus Scotus tonight in boys high school basketball. The score is 21-18. Hawks will inbound the ball underneath their own basket to the left side. Brooks Asher, the sophomore, will play things in here for St. Cecilia. Asher, nice pass underneath the bucket to Kitten. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Kitten, down here on the baseline, just to the left of the basket, is fouled on the play. Now he'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to hit a couple of free throws now with 13.4 seconds to play. The foul went on Kaslin of Scotus. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7 on the Shamrocks. Kitten to the free throw line is shot good. 1 out of 3 from the free throw line now for Zach Kitten. He's got 3 points in the ball game. 22-18. Hastings Saints is saying with a 4-point lead now over the Shamrocks. Zach Kitten will have one more. Dips the knees, fires it up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Kaslin. Kaslin back the other way in the center of the floor. Gets it into the hands here of Grant Lom. Now to Moronchek. Moronchek's pass is going to be out of bounds. Trying to set up Ebner out there in 3-point territory on the far sideline. He turns them all away. 6 turnovers now, and the Shamrocks of Columbus Scotus, 4.5 seconds to play. Asher races the ball across the 10-second line. His pocket is picked. There's a shot thrown up by Ebner at the buzzer. It's going to be no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. Asher was right in the center of the floor. His pocket was picked right at the 10-second line by Nate Ebner, who throws up a long-range jumper at the buzzer that's no good. And the first half has come to a screeching halt here. Tonight at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Columbus Scotus. It's the Blue Hawks 22, the Shamrocks 18. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The weather shouldn't be a surprise, so bookmark HastingsLink.com. Click on the crystal blue City of Hastings banner for the forecast and radar on one easy-to-read screen, plus local temperature averages, sunrise, sunset, area advisories. Click again on the Nebraska H2O link for ways you can help our environment around your home and neighborhood. Nebraska H2O and the City of Hastings remind you, it's our water, our responsibility. Go green, get weather at HastingsLink.com anytime.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
.com 1230 KHAS.
Back at halftime here tonight, boys high school basketball season opener for Hastings St. Cecilia. The boys basketball team out on top of Scotus. At the break, the score is 22-18. St. Cecilia out to a 5-0 lead in the first 1 minute and 5 seconds of this ball game. The Blue Hawks led by a score of 10-6 at the end of the first quarter. The Shamrocks came back to tie the score at 13 points apiece in the second quarter. St. Cecilia scores 6 straight points to lead 19-13 before the Shamrocks score 5 straight points of their own to pull back within 1 point at 19-18. And the Blue Hawks have the advantage here at halftime at St. Cecilia 22 and the Shamrocks of Columbus Scotus 18. Check the scoring here, and Also, the first half numbers in the contest here tonight. Let's get you a scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings, and online at FurnitureDirect.com. Last score we had in from Seward tonight. The girls' ball game between Seward and Hastings High, they were tied up at 31 points apiece. So Hastings High giving Seward everything they wanted in their season opener tonight. Seward 31, Hastings 31. That was after three quarters in Seward tonight. Second ball game will feature the debut of Lance Creech as the Hastings High head basketball coach. He'll send his troops into the battle tonight with the Blue Jays in the second ball game tonight in Seward. First ball game here at the Chapman Gym was won by Hastings St. Cecilia as the Hawkettes beat Columbus Scotus by the score of 54-25. St. Cecilia led 19-7 after the first quarter, led by 21 points at halftime, 36-15, led 55-19 after three. They go on to win by a score of 54-25. St. Cecilia, they got three players in double figures in their season opener, led by Chandra Farmer. She connects for 20 points in the ball game. Claire Hamburger had 15, and Morgan Nicola had 11. The other scores for St. Cecilia, Reagan Esch had 3 points, and Carly Wright had two. St. Cecilia shot 57% for the ball game tonight, 21 out of 37, including 9 out of 12 on three-pointers for 75%. Columbus Scotus, they hit 11 out of 31 from the field tonight for 35%. They were 0 out of 5 from three-point territory. St. Cecilia also out-rebounding Columbus Scotus in that girls' ball game tonight, 17-15. And the Hawkettes also forced 20 turnovers on defense, so St. Cecilia wins in the girls' ball game tonight over Columbus Scotus by a score of 54-25. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of the Sonic Drive-In on South Burlington and Hastings. Also, you can visit them online at FurnitureDirect.com. We're at halftime here tonight. Boys High School basketball, St. Cecilia 22, Columbus Scotus 18. We'll come back and check the numbers right after this.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
1230 KHAS.
Back at halftime, boys high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Columbus Scotus is 22-18. Shooting numbers in the first half of play here in this one. St. Cecilia ended up shooting 7 out of 14 from the field in the first half for 50%. Scotus 8 out of 24 for 33%. St. Cecilia 5 out of 10 on three-pointers in the first half for 50%. Scotus just 2 of 9 for 22%. From the free throw line, St. Cecilia was 3 out of 6 for 50%. Scotus 0 out of 3 in the first two quarters. Rebounds, St. Cecilia with 11. Columbus Scotus has got 8. Turnovers, St. Cecilia has got 7. Columbus Scotus has got 5 turnovers. No steals for the Blue Hawks here in this one, and no block shots. The Shamrocks have 3 steals and no block shots. And St. Cecilia with the lead here at halftime, 22-18 over Columbus Scotus. Scoring in the first half of play for Scotus, Grant Lom. He has knocked down 2 3-pointers, and he's got a 2-point field goal. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. Nate Ebner, he's got 2 field goals for 4. Derek Castellan has got a field goal for 2 points. He's 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Miles Putnam has got a field goal for two, and Cody Maranchek has got a field goal and 2 points. Racing Saints is saying they're being led so far by Alex Sheehy. Sheehy has knocked down 2 3-pointers. He's got a 2-point field goal. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, so Sheehy already in double figures with 10. Brooks Asher has got 6 points on 2 threes. Zach Kitten has got a field goal. He's 1 out of 4 from the free throw line for 3. Dayton Seeley has got a 3-pointer for 3 points. And St. Cecilia, 3 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half of play. The Hawks have the lead, 22-18, over the Shamrocks of Columbus Scotus. Tomorrow night is the season opener for the Adams Central Patriot basketball teams, as Adams Central will play host to the Holdridge Dusters. Their time will be at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. 6 o'clock for the girls game. 7:45 for the boys. We'll have both games tomorrow on 1230 KHIS. Then on Saturday, the Hastings College basketball teams will be in action as they will take on Briar Cliff. Team coming in here from Sioux City, Iowa. That'll be a Saturday afternoon, 2 and 4 o'clock doubleheader. We'll be on there with a pregame show at 1:45 on Saturday with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHIS. And speaking of Bronco basketball, the Hastings College women's basketball team, they are playing on the road tonight at York College at a non-conference ball game. That one tipped off at 6 o'clock tonight, so it should be wrapping up here real soon. York College and Hastings tonight at women's college basketball in York. Finally got a final score in on that Hastings High girls basketball game tonight. The Tigers put up a fight, but the Seward Blue Jays knock off Hastings in the Tigers season opener in Seward tonight. The Blue Jays 44 and the Tigers 37. So after a 31-31 tie after three quarters, it was Seward knocking off Hastings High tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 44-37. That's the halftime show. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@khasradio.com or call 402-463-1230.
10-5, touchdown.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Scotus with the opening possession, and they go immediately to Derek Castlin, sliding down the right side of the lane, and he banks with it off of the window. He's now got 4 points in the ballgame, and bam, just like this, we have its a 2-point ballgame. Back the other way is Thomas Skoke. He has a shot blocked down, and now a traveling violation. Skoke had the initial shot blocked out of his hands. He grabs the ball again, and he's hit with a traveling violation. So a turnover on St. Cecilia. Now Columbus Scotus can grab the lead here with a 3-point field goal. 22-20 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. Ebner in the lane. His shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Sheehy. Sheehy has gotten for the Blue Hawks. Running back the other way. Right-handed dribble down their sideline. And now a double dribble violation. A little indecision there. Unforced a turnover. There was no one around for Scotus. Sheehy's got hit with a double dribble violation. 9 turnovers on Hastings St. Cecilia, and Scotus again has a chance to pull ahead here with a field goal. A 3-point variety. It's 22-20. Nate Ebner with the ball. Sends it over here to the near side to Kump, who dribbles inside the free throw circle. Gives it away down to Ebner. Out to Kump again as he tries to drive it. Takes it to the free throw line. Hands it away to Morton. Back out of here in 3-point territory. A long shot is up there and in. A 3-pointer by Grant Lom. Lom now with 11 points in the ballgame, and Scotus has their first lead in the ballgame at 23-22 with 6 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the third quarter from the Chapman Gym. Brooks Asher with the ball. Asher now to Seeley here on the right sideline. Out to Sheehy. Back to Asher on the left wing. Asher lobs it in there to a Cannon Hell. Back down to Brooks in the corner. His shot for 3 is going to be no good. The ball tapped out here by Cannon Hell. Picked up by Dayton Seeley. Seeley comes out here to Cannon Hell now in 3-point territory to Asher. Asher 25 feet away from the basket. Asher gives it up now to Sheehy to the far sideline. That's Seeley with the ball. Cross-court pass to Sheehy. Takes it down on the baseline. He is double-teamed there. Sheehy bounce pass down low on the block. Right side to Thomas Skoke. Cannon Howell to Seeley to Asher. Right corner. 3-pointer. Good. Alex Sheehy scores from the right corner. He's got 13 points in the ball game, and the Hawks go back out on top by a score of 25-23. as they work that defense of Columbus Scotus. And finally, Sheehy gets the shot from the right corner. Calling for the ball on the right side. There's a three-pointer. It's thrown up there. No good by Lom. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Thomas Skok with the ball. Now to Sheehy down the right sideline. He stops. Comes back out here. Reverses the ball to Skok. Now down in the corner, Brooks Asher has got it. Here's Cannon Howell. Open for three. Takes the shot. Misses it. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Nice play down there by St. Cecilia's Thomas Skok falling down. And he swats that ball. It goes ricocheting off of the leg of Tyler Morton out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. St. Cecilia 25, Columbus Scotus 23 in boys high school basketball tonight. Dayton Seeley with the ball. Out to Asher. Fakes the long three. Dribbles it down into the corner on the left side. Now reverses the ball and gets it to Cannon Howell. Howell to Alex Sheehy. Back to Brooks out here. Long pass is going to be deflected away from Thomas Scott. The ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. That's going to be Scotus' ball. Turnover on St. Cecilia, their 10th of the ball game. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 25-23, Hawks with a two-point lead. Ebner with the ball inside the free throw circle. Shot good. Nate Ebner got loose. Hits one from inside the free throw circle. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, and Scotus comes back to tie the score. 25 points apiece with 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter from the Chapman Gym. With it now for St. Cecilia's Cannon Howell. Alex Sheehy down in the corner. Asher, he drives. Jump pass out on top. Seeley for three. Shot is off of the back iron. No good. Hawks taking a plethora of three-pointers here in this ball game tonight. Grant Lom, nice pass inside. The shot's going to be blocked down. Kump has a shot blocked down by Cannon Howell, and St. Cecilia recovers the ball. Here's Brooks Asher back the other way. Gets it into the forecourt down to Cannon Howell. Columbus Scotus still in their man-to-man defense. Howell trying to drive it down the right sideline. Stops Dayton Seeley with it now. Out here in three-point territory to Asher. To the far sideline. That's Sheehy with the ball. Alex Sheehy dribbles once. Gets it back to the hands of Howell. He'll take a three-pointer. His shot no good. Ball being swatted around and a foul called. A foul here is going to go on Sheehy of St. Cecilia. I do believe that's going to be number two on Alex Sheehy. Team foul number one on the Blue Hawks here in the second half. Here comes Cody Maracek into the ball game now for Columbus Scotus. Miles Putnam coming into the contest as well. In there for St. Cecilia is going to be Alex Tino. We're tied up at 25 points apiece here in the third quarter. Approaching the halfway point of this third period. Here's Nate Ebner with the ball. Angles toward the bucket. His shot is up there off of the glass. It's good. Nate Ebner has now got 8 points in the ball game, four in each half. And Columbus Scotus goes back out on top by a score of 27-25. Alex Tino with the ball as they work here against the man-to-man defense from Scotus. Two good defensive teams scoring off here tonight. Zach Kitten into the ball game. He's got it on the far sideline. Alex Tino playing beyond the three-point arc. Back down in the corner. That's going to be Kitten with the ball. Gets it back into the hands of Asher out here beyond the three-point arc. Back down in the corner to Tino, drives the baseline, puts it up there. Shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. Alex Tino sliding left to right toward the goal there from the left corner. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Scotus. It's going to go on Derek Kaslin. That's going to be his second. Team foul number one on Scotus here in the second half of play. This is a shooting foul. Alex Tino was mauled in the act of shooting. Alex has not scored so far tonight. Alex Tino goes to the free throw line, the 5'9" sophomore. And his shot is up there. It's going to be good. He'll get one more. St. Cecilia now 4 out of 7 on free throws here during this ball game tonight. 27-26. Columbus Scotus with a one-point lead. Here's the next shot by Tino. Good. We are tied up. 27 points apiece here in quarter number three. 3:30 to play. As Scotus works with the ball here in backcourt, St. Cecilia applying some pressure. Scotus gets it into the offensive zone. Morton has got it down to Ebner for three. Shot is off of the back iron. It is no good. Ball goes hopping up and hitting one of the support arms above the basket. So officially out of bounds, and St. Cecilia will play things in. Here comes Grant Lom back into the ball game now for Scotus. Coming to the bench will be Tyler Morton. St. Cecilia led 10-6 at the end of the first quarter, 22-18 at halftime. Now we're tied up at 27 points apiece as we approach the three-minute mark now. Here in the third quarter, Tino has got the ball. Tino comes out to Thomas Skok, right side, Here's a Zach Kitten with it on the dribble. Takes it down to the low block on the right side. Alex Sheehy. Down to Zach Kitten again as he dribbles into the lane. The ball poked loose, and Kitten picks her back up. Out here in 3-point territory, finally gets rid of it to Alex Sheehy. He gets away, looking to penetrate, can't do it. Man-to-man defense here for SCOTUS. Down in the corner to Zach Kitten again. Out to Sheehy. A quick three. A shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up and in by Skok, and he's fouling the play. Thomas Skok grabbing the ball there. The three-pointer by Alex Sheehy was an error ball, but Sheehy, or rather Skok, was right there. And grabs it for St. Cecilia. He puts it through the hole, and he is fouling the play here by Kaslin. There he picks up his third for SCOTUS. Tommy O'Keefe comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Coming to the bench will be Asher. 29-27. Hawks have a 2-point lead. Skok to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. A shot good. So a big 3-point play there by Thomas Skok. Rebounds the missed 3-pointer by Sheehy. Scores, and he is fouled in the play. 30-27. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Ebner off the left baseline. A shot good. Dances around the rim and goes down through the hole for SCOTUS. Ebner now with 10 points in the ballgame, 30-29. St. Cecilia with a 1-point lead. Tommy O'Keefe has got the ball to Zach Kitten. Kitten now to Sheehy. Gives it away to Tino. Tino out here in 3-point territory. Tino, center of the floor again. Comes over here on the right side to a Zach Kitten as he holds the ball. Bounce pass. Down low. They get it down there to Thomas Skok. Tries to put a man in the air. Forces up a shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Ebner. Nate Ebner now. He falls down here in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called. He trips over Thomas Skok, and Skok is going to be hit with a personal foul. Thomas Skok picks up his third personal. A minute and 55 seconds to play here in this one. We're in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia holding on to a 1-point lead over Columbus SCOTUS in the season opener. 30-29. Shamrocks will come back the other direction. Cody Maracek into the ball game now. He's got the balls. He's picked up by Tino. There's a pass. He's going to be mishandled, but Lom picks it up out near the 10-second line. Comes over here to Nate Ebner. Picked up by Tommy O'Keefe of Hastings St. Cecilia. Ebner bounce pass to the near sideline to Putnam. He puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, sends it down in the corner now. That's a Shanley with the ball. Back outside. Here's a long-range jumper by Putnam from three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sheehy. Right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Sheehy gets it into the offensive zone with a pass there to Zach Kitten. Kitten back outside right through the fingertips of a Tino. Alex Tino picks it up on the far sideline. A minute and 15 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia with a 1-point lead, 30-29. Sheehy on the baseline, 15-footer short, no good. Rebound comes down to the Hawks. Tommy O'Keefe has got it back out to Sheehy for three. Shot short, no good. And a rebound comes down here to SCOTUS. Shanley has got the ball, hands it away to Lom. Puts it on the floor, races back the other way to Nate Ebner. He's had the hot hand here in the third quarter. Nate Ebner with the ball, brings it to the top of the key, sends it to the near sideline to Maracek as he holds the ball, picked up by Tino. Pass to the far sideline again to Putnam. Putnam holding the ball here with 41 seconds to play. And we're going to back around to the left baseline to Shanley, and now we got a whistle. Any foul is going to be called. Going to go on St. Cecilia. The foul is going to go on Alex Tino. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Blue Hawks here in the third quarter. Non-shooting situation is going to be the Shamrocks playing things in. And the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Grant Schmidt. So Grant Schmidt now into the ball game for St. Cecilia as he checks in there. Lom from the deep left corner. Gets it left side of the lane to a Shanley. Shanley gets rid of it to a Putnam. Back out to Ebner, top of the circle. We're down to 28 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Shamrocks can take the lead here with a field goal, but now we got a foul called. Cody Maracek moves it on the dribble down to the baseline on the right side, and the foul is going to be called here. It's going to be on Schmidt. Grant Schmidt, a 6'1" freshman. Picks up the personal foul. Here comes Asher back into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Going out is going to be Tommy O'Keefe. 24.8 seconds to play here in boys high school basketball. We're in the third quarter. 30-29 is the score. Hawks with a 1-point lead. Columbus SCOTUS will work with it. Tyler Morton will inbound the ball down here in the baseline, and there's the count of four. And all of a sudden, Columbus SCOTUS, the coaching staff, calls the timeout down here to save the possession. So Columbus SCOTUS calls the timeout to save the possession. 24.8 seconds to play. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back after this.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia holding on to a one-point lead here in the second half with 24.8 seconds to play in the third. Scotus lobs the ball out here and finally picking up near the 10 at the top of the key was Shanley. Wasn't really looking for that one coming out of the timeout. Shanley gets the ball into the hands here. They're playmakers out here in three-point territory now. That's going to be Maracek with the ball. Maracek takes off, dribbles the ball down the lane, kicks it out here to Wom. Passes errant. Wom picks it back up. 6 seconds to play. Here's a Tyler Morton. His shot from three is up there. It's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Kitten of St. Cecilia, and time runs out here in the third. So a little indecision there for Columbus Scotus coming out of a timeout here late in the third quarter. They really didn't get the shot they wanted there. Three quarters in the books here tonight in boys high school basketball. Hastings St. Cecilia continues to lead. It's the Blue Hawks 30 and the Shamrocks 29. You're listening to high school basketball in 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings, and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, St. Cecilia with the opening possession here in the fourth quarter. The Hawks are out on top by 1 point. 30-29 is the score. St. Cecilia with the opening possession here in the fourth quarter. Brooks Asher has got it in the wing on the left side. Doesn't use a screen provided by Cannon Howell, but gives the ball up to Cannon. Comes across the top now to Sheehy. Sheehy. Now to a Dayton Seeley. Now to Brooks Asher out here in three-point territory. Here's Thomas Skoke to the near sideline. Cannon Howell, he holds the ball. Lob pass inside right through the fingertips of Sheehy, and the ball's recovered here by Columbus Scotus. Turnover number 11 on St. Cecilia. Shamrocks can grab a lead here with a two-point field goal. Lob, bounce pass. They get it inside. Now they kick it here to Ebner. Ebner sizes up a long-range jumper. It's going to be around the rim and down the through the hole it goes. Ebner now with 12 points in the ballgame. He's got 8 here in the second half, and Columbus Scotus goes out on top now by a score of 31-30. 7 minutes to play in the ballgame here at the Chapman Gym. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball. That's going to be Brooks Asher with it out here in three-point territory. Comes over here to Sheehy for three. His shot's going to be no good. Ball chased down in the corner. Sheehy had his hands on it. It's saved here by the Hawks. Cannon Howell gets the ball down in the left baseline. His shot is up there by Skoke. No good. Tip try, no good. Rebound Seeley. And Seeley puts it down through the hole from the free throw line. 32-31. Hawks now with a one-point lead. Here's Lom. He's going to be called for the steps. Had the ball just to the left side of the lane, and Lom is called for the traveling violation. Turnover number 7 on Columbus Scotus. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Been a good ball game here for the season opener. Approaching the 6-minute mark of this fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead, 32-31 over Columbus Scotus. Hawks have the ball. Asher down in the right corner. Asher gets it into the ball. Hands in the ball into the hands of Sheehy. Out here to Dayton Seeley. Out of Brooks Asher again. There's a Sheehy with the ball out here in three-point territory. Scotus stays with a man-to-man defense. Left side is Thomas Skolk. Off of a screen, Dayton Seeley has got it. Down to Skolk for three. His shot is up there. It's in and out. No good. And the rebound comes down to SCOTUS. St. Cecilia shooting a ton of threes here in the basketball game here tonight. Grant Lom has got the ball. Now to Ebner. Ebner on the right side, trying to dribble inside. Takes it into the paint. His passing will be deflected. The scramble is on. It comes out near the 10-second line. And now a foul is going to be called. A couple of players hit the deck there. Asher goes down for St. Cecilia. And going down there for the Shamrocks and getting up was Tyler Morton. And Morton is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. 5:35 to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of Columbus SCOTUS by the score of 32-31. The scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. Seward beats the Hastings High women tonight 45-37. The St. Cecilia girls picking up a 54-25 victory over Columbus SCOTUS in the first ball game here. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. Ball is going to be deflected out of bounds again, and St. Cecilia will play things in here on the near sideline. 32-31 here. Hawks out on top by 1 point. Brooks Asher with the ball out here in three-point territory. Out near the 10-second line, Asher gets the ball into the hands of Cannon Howe. He holds it here, now puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Howe goes over here to Sheehy. Out of the far side, holding the ball there is going to be Dayton Seeley. Seeley out to Brooks Asher, who swings it right side to Sheehy for three. Shot good. Alex Sheehy knocks down a three ball from the right side. He's now got 16 points in the ball game. And now SCOTUS wants to call a timeout. Columbus SCOTUS calls a timeout. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. You can see Scott and the crew at Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. They're located at 405 East 14th Street, or you can call 402-462-4605. We'll keep it right here. It's going to be a short timeout. Check the third quarter numbers for you in this ball game tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia hitting 3 out of 11 in the third quarter for only 27%. Columbus SCOTUS 5 out of 11 for 45%. So for the ball game now, St. Cecilia is hitting 10 out of 25 from the field for 45%. Columbus SCOTUS hitting 13 out of 35 from the field for 37%. In the third quarter, St. Cecilia out rebounding SCOTUS 9-2. St. Cecilia had three turnovers in the third quarter, none for Columbus SCOTUS. Hawks had no steals and one block shot in the third quarter. Columbus SCOTUS with no steals and one block shot. Hawks were 1 out of 5 on three-pointers. Columbus SCOTUS 1 out of 5 in the third quarter on threes. Each team 20%. So St. Cecilia shot 15 three-pointers in the ball game tonight. Columbus SCOTUS has shot 14. 35-31 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 4-point lead, but the Shamrocks have the basketball back in their offensive zone. On the wing on the right side, that's going to be Putnam. His pass is going to be deflected. The scramble is on the far side. It's still loose. It's still loose. And finally, it goes out of bounds on the far side. Columbus SCOTUS wanted to call a timeout. Evan was down on the floor. He wanted to call a timeout, but he was out of bounds on the far sideline. So a turnover in the Shamrocks. Coming into the ball game now for Columbus SCOTUS would be Jackson Kumpf. And coming to the bench for the Shamrocks is going to be Miles Putnam. 35-31. Hawks with a 4-point lead here in the basketball. We're down to 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Here's a pass by Asher. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. High in the air and grabbing the ball is going to be Nate Ebner. So a turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their 12th of the ball game. Ebner down at the baseline. Now a foul is going to be called. Goes on Dayton Seeley. Seeley picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks here in this second half of play. SCOTUS will inbound the ball. Ebner will get it in. Kaslin has got it. Sends it over on the right wing. Now to Kumpf inside the free throw circle. Gives it to Ebner. Ebner trying to drive it. The ball poked away. Ebner picks it back up. Now to Kumpf. Drives the baseline. His shot no good. Tip tries up there and in. Derek Kaslin scores in the tip for SCOTUS. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. 35-33 in boys high school basketball tonight as we approach the 4-minute mark here in the ball game. Brooks Asher comes to Dayton Seeley. Free throw line extended to the near sideline. Seeley now to Sheehy to the far side. Asher for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Ebner. Nate Ebner. Outlet pass comes to Lom here on the near sideline. Down to Morton on the far side. Down in the corner. Nate Ebner. St. Cecilia is still in the man-to-man defense and a traveling violation. Jackson Kump trying to set things up on the wing on the right side. Called for the happy feet. That's going to be turnover number 14 now on the Shamrocks. Here comes Seeley back out of the ball game now for Saints to say. Alex Tino checks in there. 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Boys High School basketball. The score is 35-33. Hastings Saints to say leading by 2 points. Asher will inbound the ball to Alex Tino, who walks the ball into the forecourt now for the Blue Hawks, who gives the ball away now to Brooks Asher. Here's Thomas Skoke with the ball. Thomas Skoke trying to drive it. He's cut off there. Skoke now in trouble. He gets it in the hands of Sheehy. Far sideline. That's Asher with the ball. 3.5 to play. Alex Tino out here at the top of the key. Tino has the basketball stripped loose, but it's picked up here by Sheehy. Diagonal pass down in the corner on the left side. That's going to be Thomas Skoke. Brings it up high on the block. Gets away with a traveling call. Pass is going to be lost out of bounds off the fingertips of Asher. 13 turnovers on St. Cecilia. Skoke comes out. Here comes Zach Kitten back into the ballgame. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play. They're the season opener for both of these teams here tonight. Been a tight one. 22-18 in favor of St. Cecilia at halftime. And now Columbus SCOTUS wants to call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings at 405 East 14th Street. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back. 3:07 to play in the ballgame. St. Cecilia 35, SCOTUS 33.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is the destination for everyone on your holiday list. For men, we have casual wear from Tommy Bahama, Nike Golf, St. Croix, and Cutter & Buck. For business attire, we have suits and sport coats from Hart, Schaffner, Marks, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And to complete the look, dress shirts and ties. For the ladies, we have Brighton accessories and handbags, shoes, and watches, as well as clothing by Windridge, Aventura, and Sharon Young. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for that perfect gift for everyone on your list.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight as we head to the wire here. 35-33 is the score. Saints is saying with the lead. Here's a steal mount by Tino. The ball is knocked loose from Tino. It's still loose on the far sideline. It goes down to bounce. The officials look at one another. They give the ball to SCOTUS. Saints is saying got their hands on it there. It was lost out of bounds on the far sideline. The officials look to one another and they signal the Shamrocks way. So SCOTUS will inbound the ball. Jackson Kumpf will inbound the ball here with 2:53 to play in the ball game. They lob it inside, grabbing the ball there as Kaslin goes up. His shot good and he's fouled. Kaslin had his back to the basket. He went up there kind of off balance and put it down off of the backboard down through the hole. He gets the field goal to go. Kaslin now goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Derek Kaslin with 8 points in the ballgame is a personal foul. His whistle on Zach Kitten of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. We're tying up at 35 points apiece. Shamrocks can grab a lead here with a successful free throw from Kaslin. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Comes down to St. Cecilia. So we are tied up at 35 points apiece at the 2:45 mark of this fourth quarter. Hawks have the ball. Here's a Brooks Asher out here in three-point territory to Alex Tino. Tino comes over here high right side. They get it in the hands of Cannon Howell, who gets it back to Tino. And now to Brooks Asher. Asher out here in three-point territory. Asher backing up near the 10-second line. Goes over to Cannon Howell. Howell still playing out here about 25 feet away from the basket. 2:20 to play, and Howell has the ball tipped out of his hands out of bounds. Actually trying to take it to the far sideline here, the Sheehy. Columbus SCOTUS got their hands on it there and denied the pass, knocked it out of bounds. We've got a timeout again brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 35 and Columbus SCOTUS 35.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We're located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball continues tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. Get our first look at the Adams Central Patriots tomorrow night. The Patriots season opener as they take on the Dusters of Holdridge. Airtime will be at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. Girls game will be at 6 o'clock with the guys to follow at 7:45. Both games here on 1230 KHAS. Saturday, it's Hastings College basketball as the Broncos entertain the Chargers of Briar Cliff at the Osborne Sports Complex. 2 and 4 o'clock will be the game times on Saturday on the air with a pregame show at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. We're tied up at 35 points apiece with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here in this boys contest, St. Cecilia with the ball on their offensive end. Tino has got it. Alex Tino comes out here in the 3-point territory to Zach Kitten. Zach Kitten dribbling to the ball here as Columbus Scota stays with a man-to-man defense. We're tied at 35. Cannon Howell lobs the ball down low, grabbing the ball and going up for the shot, and he's fouling the play. Zach Kitten just to the left of the basket. Got it from a nice pass from Cannon Howell. And now it's going to be Zach Kitten going to the free throw line and trying to give St. Cecilia the lead here with 2 minutes to play. The personal foul is whistled on Grant Lom. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 4 on Scotus. Zach Kitten in the free throw line. 1 out of 4 from the line tonight. Sean is up there. The shot, no good. They'll get one more. Thomas Scott coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Howell will come to the bench. 2 minutes exactly to play here in this ball game, at least in regulation. We're tied up at 35 points apiece. Zach Kitten will toe the mark for the second of two. Kitten looks up there, and Kitten's shot is going to be good. So he hits 1 out of 2. That gives St. Cecilia a 1-point lead, 36-35. Shamrocks come back quickly with the ball. Here's a Maracek with a Maracek. He goes all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. It's going to be waved off. A personal foul on the way in. Maracek took it on the right wing and just took off like a jet toward the hole there. He was fouling a play on the way in. The basket does not count. Maracek goes to the free throw line now for a 1-and-1 situation. Foul goes on Asher. That's going to be his first. So now Cody Maracek, who has not been to the free throw line tonight, goes to the line here with 1:51 to play in the fourth quarter. 36-35. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 1-point lead. Cody Maracek will be at the free throw line for Columbus Scotus. Here comes a shot. It's up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. It's no good. Rebound St. Cecilia, and coming down out of bounds the ball with Zach Kitten. Big, big play there. Cody Maracek misses the free throw. Kitten comes down with a rebound underneath the basket there, and he stepped out of bounds. So officially a turnover on St. Cecilia, their 14th of the ball game. Scotus will inbound the ball with a chance to pull ahead. There's a long three from the corner by Lom. No good, and a foul is going to be called on the rebound. Zach Kitten got tied up there with a Jackson Kumpf, and a foul is going to go on Scotus. Jackson Kumpf is whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Now St. Cecilia's got a 1-point lead, 36-35, with 1:46 to play. Here in Boys High School basketball from the Chapman Gym. Brooks Asher with the ball. Left-handed dribble into the offensive scoring zone. Goes to Tino on the far sideline. Picked up by Nate Ebner. Tino dribbling with the ball. He's going to be fouled in the play. Ebner trying to poke the ball loose from behind. Picks up the personal foul for his efforts. Nate Ebner picks up his first foul in the ball game. Team foul number 6 on Scotus. So the next foul on the Shamrocks will send St. Cecilia to the free throw line. The Hawks already was the 17 fouls here in the second half. Blue Hawks will inbound the ball. Sheehy has got it. Now to Asher. An NBA 3. His shot is up there. Way off of the mark. No good. And the ball is deflected out of bounds by Tino. It's going to be Columbus Scotus ball. Probably not the shot that Pops would have liked him to take as Brooks Asher throws up a long three a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle there. It was too long. And now the Scotus Shamrocks come back with the ball, and they're going to call a timeout. With 1:21 to play, St. Cecilia has got the lead here in the fourth quarter, 36-35. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Stop in, see Scott and the crew. Let them assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back after this.
For shelter insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
The scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings, or online at FurnitureDirect.com. Hastings College women's basketball team tonight picks up a win over York College. It was Hastings 80, York College 63. That in women's college basketball tonight in York, a non-conference game, Hastings beats York on a score of 80-63. This scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington, south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings. 36-35. Here's Stotis with the ball deep in the right corner. Maracek, three-pointer good. Cody Maracek throws up a three ball from the deep right corner. A minute to play. It is now 38-36 in favor of Columbus Stotis, and now a timeout. A timeout here from Hastings St. Cecilia. Cody Maracek got loose from the deep right corner and throws up a long three, and that gives the Shamrocks the lead. 60 seconds to play. We'll take a break. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. It's high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
To some, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose. It's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines. From Husker Power Products of Hastings, Cody Maracek throwing up a three-pointer with a minute to play here in the ballgame. That gives the Shamrocks of Columbus Scotus a two-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia, 38-36. Both of these teams ranked in the Class C2 preseason poll out this morning from the Lincoln Journal Star. St. Cecilia was ranked number 10. Columbus Scotus was ranked number 8. These teams battling like they're top 10-rated teams here tonight. Good ballgame between the Blue Hawks and the Shamrocks, 38-36. St. Cecilia down by 2 points, and now Alex Sheehy has got to burn a timeout. Sheehy was inbounding here right on the near sideline, right in front of the Blue Hawk bench. He was unable to find anybody to inbound to, so he burns another timeout, and Kevin Asher will have to go back to the chalkboard here. Get you some more scores brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Hastings High girls basketball team tonight, they lost to Seward by a score of 44-37. Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball team winners over Columbus Scotus tonight, 54-25. Chandra Farmer had a big game for St. Cecilia. She scores 20 points in the ball game. And the Hastings College women's basketball team winners over York College tonight on the road, winning by a score of 80-63. And here in boys play, 1 minute to play in this one. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Columbus Scotus 38-36. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. This time, St. Cecilia inbounds the ball. They get it in there safely to Dayton Seeley. Scotus is in a man-to-man defense. Dayton Seeley with the ball here on the near sideline. Dribbles down in the corner. Seeley gets the ball now into the hands of Brooks Asher. Has the basketball tipped loose, but Asher picks it up near the 10-second line. Asher behind a screen provided there by Thomas Skolk. Down to 40 seconds to play. Skolk to Seeley down the far side. Skolk sets a screen. Seeley can't use it. Seeley dribbling the ball out here in three-point territory with 30 seconds to play. Down on the far sideline is Zach Kitten. It's a two-point ball game, 38-36. Here's Thomas Skolk. Gets it out between the rings again to Brooks Asher. Asher is picked up out there by Lom. Now to Dayton Seeley. We're down to 18 seconds to play. On the near sideline, here's Brooks Asher with the ball. 13 seconds to play. Into the hands now of Alex Sheehy in a timeout here from St. Cecilia with 10 seconds to play. So the Hawks, they burned a lot of time there. They were down by 2 points, and now they're almost forced to go for a three-pointer here to win the ball game. 10.1 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. We'll be back right after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So that last three-pointer by Columbus Scotus occurred with a minute and 4 seconds officially left on the clock. Now St. Cecilia, they come down and they burn the time all the way down to 10 seconds. And the Hawks will inbound the ball. They're trailing by 2 points here at 38-36. St. Cecilia will inbound from underneath their, well, let's see, they're going to inbound from the near sideline here. Alex Sheehy will inbound the ball for St. Cecilia. Gets into the hands of Thomas Skoke. Skoke dribbling with the ball. Now to Asher. Out here in three-point territory. And a foul is going to be called out here in three-point territory. The foul is going to go on to Derek Kaslin. That's going to be his fourth. That's going to send Asher to the free throw line now with 4.7 seconds to play. This will be a one-and-one situation for Brooks Asher. He has not been to the free throw line tonight. End of the ball game is going to be Putnam. So a 1-1 here for Brooks Asher with 4.7 seconds to play. If he makes both of these, we'll be tied. Brooks Asher, the sophomore at the free throw line, his shot is up there, and his shot is good. 38-37. 4.7 seconds left here in the ball game. Brooks Asher to tie this thing up with a free throw here. Toes the mark. Asher's free throw is up there. It's going to be good. They're tied up at 38 points apiece, and now a timeout from Columbus Scotus. Brooks Asher hits two crucial free throws with 4.7 seconds left in the ball game, and we are tied up. A timeout here brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings at 405 East 14th Street. 4.7 seconds to play. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 38, Columbus Scotus 38.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Columbus Scotus will have a chance here. 4.7 seconds to play in the ball game. 38-38. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Scotus in the event of a jump ball. So Cody Maracek hits a three-pointer with 64 seconds to play. To give Scotus the lead by two. Brooks Asher comes back to hit two free throws with 4.7 seconds to play to tie things up. Now Scotus will inbound here in backcourt. They get it to a Maracek down the right sideline. Maracek stops and pops from three. A shot off of there. No good. Rebound St. Cecilia. We're headed to overtime. Cody Maracek throws up a three-pointer from about 35 feet away on the far sideline and dances off of the rim and is no good. And we are headed to overtime in our first boys high school basketball game of the season. The score after regulation, Hastings St. Cecilia 38, Columbus Scotus 38. You're listening to high school basketball in 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 4 minute overtime here tonight in boys high school basketball. Columbus scores 38. Hastings St. Cecilia 38. We'll jump things off here in the center circle again. Thomas Skolk against Grant Wam. Tied up at 38 points apiece. Boys high school basketball tonight. Ball is in the air and Skolk controls the tip easily. Here's Lom with the ball. Lom has got it for the Shamrocks. Goes to the far side, down to Maracek, to Jackson Kumpf, down to Lom again. He drives it in the lane. Dishes off down here in the baseline. A shot is up and in. Derek Kaslin scoring there for Skolk. He's got 10 points in the ball game. The Shamrocks have the lead here in overtime. It's 40-38 on the basket by Kaslin. St. Cecilia back with the ball now. Alex Tino has got it. Alex Tino into the forecourt. Goes down on the baseline. Zach Kitten drives, shoots and scores. Zach Kitten takes it from the left corner right to the goal. He scores easily, and we're tied up at 40 points apiece. Each team with 7 personal fouls here in the second half, so each team is in the bonus here down the stretch. Kumpta's got it. Moves it down in the corner to Maracek. Maracek back outside the ring to Kaslin, to the far sideline to Nate Ebner. Looking to drive it. Takes it into the paint. Is running one-hander. Is up there no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Thomas Skolk with a rebound for the Hawks. Now St. Cecilia can pull ahead here with a field goal. We're tied up at 40 points apiece. Brooks Asher with the ball. Asher to Thomas Skolk. The Sheehy lobs it inside. Down low. Zach Kitten shot no good, but he's fouling the play. Zach Kitten just to the left of the basket is fouling the play there. Jackson Kumpf is the guilty party. That's going to be his fourth. That's going to send Kitten to the free throw line. He's not had a whole lot of success there tonight. He is 2 out of 6 from the line. He'll have a couple of shots here as he was mauled in the act of shooting. 2:50 to play in overtime. We're tied up at 40 points apiece. Zach Kitten's free throw, no good. He'll get one more into the ball game. Miles Putnam now for Columbus Scotus. Going to the bench will be Jackson Kumpf. 2:50 to play in overtime. St. Cecilia 40, Columbus Scotus 40. Zach Kitten, the sophomore, will toe the mark for his second one. It's up there, and the shot is good. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks now leading by a 41-40. Here comes Columbus Scotus back with the ball. Waist-high dribble is Cody Maracek as he brings it across the 10-second line. Gets it to Kaslin. Now to Lamb, and his shot is up there and in. Grant Lamb scoring an off-balance shot in the lane there for Scotus. 42-41. Columbus Scotus back out on top. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Alex Tino now dribbling out here in 3-point territory. Tino, far sideline is Zach Kitten. Kitten angling toward the basket. Retreats out here in the 3-point territory. Sends it down to the corner on the right side of Thomas Skolk. To Asher, to Tino. Far sideline out of Sheehy. Sheehy dribbles with the ball. His pass across the corner is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Lam. He brings it back one-on-one against Tino. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tip try is up there and in. Miles Putnam scoring there for Skolas. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Columbus Skolas now with a 3-point lead, 44-41. Still plenty of time. 1:58 to play in overtime here tonight at the Chapman Gym. There's Brooks Asher on the near sideline. Asher reverses the ball, goes to Thomas Skolk. Thomas Skolk, two-handed pass, goes to the far sideline to Kitten for three. Shot rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kaslin. Probably not the shot that Kevin Asher wanted right there. 1:38 left here in the ball game. In overtime, it's 44-41. Columbus Scotus with the lead. Ebner has got the ball. Ebner behind the screen. Ebner moves it to the top of the key. Bounce pass down to Kaslin. Kaslin, bounce pass here to the near sideline. That's going to be Lam with the ball. He comes out here on the dribble in 3-point territory. Gives it away now to Miles Putnam. We're down to 1:18 to play in overtime. Ebner, 25 feet of length from the basket. Nate holding the ball. Scotus not going to be in any hurry here to throw up a shot. It's going to be a Grant Lam dribbling with the ball here against Sheehy. We're down to 1 minute to play here in the overtime session. Lam still with the ball, trying to get away from Sheehy. Gives it away now to Nate Ebner. Nate Ebner here on the near sideline. He's double-teamed. Gets it to a Grant Lam. We're down to 53 seconds to play, and now we got a foul called. It's going to go on Sheehy. Alex Sheehy picks up his third personal foul. Columbus Scotus 44, Hastings St. Cecilia 41. In boys high school basketball. Now Grant Lam will go to the free throw line here for Scotus. This will be a 1-1 situation. Lam has not been to the line tonight. He has got 13 points in the ball game. So Grant Lam to the free throw line here for Columbus Scotus. Shot is up there. The shot good. Now it's a 2-possession ball game at 45-41. Lam will have one more. His shot is up there. Next one is good. 46-41. Columbus scores with a five-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Alex Tino has got it now. Get it in the hands of Cannon Howell. Here's Sheehy down the lane. He goes for the basket, puts it up there left-handed. His shot's no good. The ball tapped around it. It's picked up here by Lom. He's going to be fouled backcourt. Sheehy down the lane. Could not convert. And a foul is going to be called here in backcourt. That's going to send Columbus Scotus back to the free throw line. The foul goes on Kitten. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 9 on the Blue Hawks. Lom will go back to the free throw line for a couple of shots here. He hit a couple just a few seconds ago. This one is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. It's going to be no good. Rebound St. Cecilia, 46-41. 37 seconds to play in overtime here tonight. Here's Alex Tino. He drives it down the lane. Kicks it to Sheehy in the corner. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Howell on the weak side. He puts it back there. The shot no good. Lom grabs the rebound, and he's fouling the play. And Lom will go to the free throw line now for Columbus Scotus for the third time. The foul here is going to go on to Zach Kitten. That's going to be his fourth. And Grant Lom to the free throw line again. He's 2 out of 3 from the line, all occurring in the last 30 seconds or so. As Grant Lom will have two shots now. This is a two-shot foul. St. Cecilia over the 10-foul limit. Shot is up there. It's good. 47-41. Now he still a two-possession ball game here. Still got time, 24.7 seconds to play. Lom's next free throw is up there. That one is good. 4 out of 5 from the free throw line in the final minute of this ball game for Grant Lom. 48-41. Now a 7-point ball game. St. Cecilia with the ball and they turn it over. Brooks Asher has a pass go right through his hands, out of bounds on the far sideline. Turnover number 15 on St. Cecilia. And now the Hawks will have to apply a lot of pressure here in backcourt. They're trying to get it in. They do to Maracek, and he's going to be tackled in the play by Brooks Asher down here on the baseline. Asher picks up his second personal foul, and that's going to send the Shamrocks back to the free throw line again. This time it's going to be Maracek going to the free throw line for two shots. He's the guy who nailed a three-pointer at the end of regulation to give Columbus Scotus a two-point lead. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up there and in. Maracek's first free throw of the night. Now 1 of 2 from the line. Maracek has got 6 points in the ball game. As Cody Maracek will have one more. It's up there and the shot is good. St. Cecilia is falling apart here in the overtime session. 11 seconds to play. Here comes Alex Tino back the other way. A long three jacked up there by Asher. It's going to be no good. Ball being swatted around. Who's got it? He comes back out here to Asher. He's in the lane. Puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked. Rebound. Sheehy. His shot no good. And that's the ball game. So St. Cecilia gets outscored 12-3 in the overtime session with six of those points coming from the free throw line. And Columbus Scotus wins the season opener over Hastings St. Cecilia tonight here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Final score, Columbus Scotus 50, Hastings St. Cecilia 41. The Hawks drop their season opener. They will play at number one ranked Bishop Newman coming up on Saturday. In the final score was Columbus Scotus 50, Hastings St. Cecilia 41. Back with a recap after this.
Hi, this is Mike Will,
Tyson Evronik, and Brad Beam.
We're here to tell you about the Salvation Army Angel Tree here at KHAS Radio.
Between now and December 19th, our listeners can stop by our studios at 500 East J Street and choose a tag off the tree.
You buy the gift on the tag for that boy or girl in need and return the unwrapped gift back to us with the tag on it.
The Salvation Army will pick up the gifts from us on December 19th and deliver them to the children in our area.
This holiday season, be a Christmas angel
and make Christmas a little merrier for a special child.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Columbus Scotus outscores St. Cecilia in the overtime session 12-3. The Shamrocks knock off the Blue Hawks tonight in the season opener by the score of 50-41. Columbus Scotus hit 6 out of 7 from the free throw line in the final minute of this ball game tonight as they go on to beat the Hawks by the score of 50-41. Checking the scoring here in the basketball game here tonight for the Blue Hawks. They were led by Alex Sheehy as he scores 16 points in the ball game. Sheehy knocks down the 4 3-pointers in the ball game. He had 1 2-point field goal, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Sheehy scores 10 in the first half, and he comes back with 6 more in the second half. 16 points. He was the only guy in double figures tonight for the Blue Hawks to a 16. Brooks Asher, he ends up with 8 points tonight. Brooks had a couple of 3-pointers, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Zach Kitten had 2 field goals tonight. He was 3 out of 8 from the line. He had 7 points. The other scores for St. Cecilia, Dayton Seely had a 3 and a 2. He ended up with 5 points. Thomas Skoke had a field goal, and he was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 3. Alex Tino, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He had 2 points. St. Cecilia, 10 out of 15 from the free throw line tonight. Unofficially, 15 turnovers in the basketball game. Columbus Scotus, they were 6 out of 10 from the stripe. 6 out of 7 in the final minute, but 6 out of 10 for the ball game. They had 9 turnovers in the ball game tonight. Grant Lom, he finishes with 17 points in the ball game, including 4 free throws in the final minute. Lom, 17 to lead the way for Columbus Scotus. 12 points for Nate Ebner, 10 points for Derek Kaslin, 7 for Cody Maracek, and 4 for Miles Putnam. St. Cecilia had the lead after the first quarter. It was 10-6. The Hawks led at halftime by a score of 22-18. It was 30-29 after 3 quarters tonight. Cody Maracek hitting a 3-pointer from the deep right corner with 1:04 to play in regulation to give Columbus Scotus a 2-point lead at 38-36. Brooks Asher was then fouled with 4.7 seconds to play. He went to the line to hit a 1-1. He made both shots to tie the game up at 38. Maracek then throws up the final desperation shot at the buzzer of regulation. That was no good, so we go to overtime, tied up at 38 points apiece, and St. Cecilia did not play very well in the overtime session as they get outscored by Columbus Scotus 12-3. The shot selection was not very good. Offensively, the Hawks did not play very good for that final 4 minutes. And Columbus Scotus goes on to beat St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 50-41. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
So a 50-41 loss to Columbus Scotus here tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia in overtime. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. And Alex Sheehy leading the way tonight for the Blue Hawks. He scored 16 points in the ball game. He was the only guy to reach double figures tonight for the Hawks. Brooks Asher had a couple of three-pointers. He scores 8 points. Zach Kitten had seven. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Alex Sheehy as he comes up with 16 points in the ball game tonight. 10 of those in the first half, 6 more in the second half. He had 4 three-pointers in the ball game tonight, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, and also pulls down 5 rebounds unofficially for St. Cecilia in a losing cause as the Hawks drop one tonight in overtime to Columbus Scotus by the score of 50-41. Alex Sheehy, our player of the game tonight from 1230 KHAS. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the player of the game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Now, let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
Back here at the Chapman Gymnasium, Hastings St. Cecilia tonight drops one to Columbus Scotus in overtime. The score 50-41 as head coach Kevin Asher joins us in the post-game show. And, Coach, a tough one here tonight, a tough way to open up the season.
Yeah, the kids are disappointed. They put a lot of time and energy into, one game, and everybody wants to get off to the right start. But I really thought our, overall effort was great. I thought we played a really good basketball team, and I told the kids they got to be proud of their effort. It's just a matter of, maybe taking care of a few things here and there, but really wasn't a lot of mistakes. They got playmakers. I mean, they got guys that are going to the rim. They got the Lom kid. We hold him to 17. I guarantee you that was the hardest 17 points he's ever had. And he had a shot, in overtime that you're not going to guard. I mean, he can jump right over the top of you and float in the lane, and, you got to give our kids a lot of credit. Playing a lot of young bodies, and I thought our seniors did an excellent job all the way throughout. But tough way to start, but we knew coming in we got to play a really rugged schedule, and we'll get better as we go.
The overtime session, I didn't think we played very smart offensively in the overtime.
We don't have a lot of foot speed, and when you don't have a lot of foot speed, it's tough to get to the rim, and their kids are all quicker than our kids. I mean, if we line them up on a track or we line them up in agilities, they're going to win. We just didn't do a very good job of getting anything going towards the basket. And you can't be a passive team, I don't think, in overtime. Maybe that's because they're returning, a lot of their kids. I mean, they had 5 out of their top 7 return. They just lost 2 kids from last year, and they really weren't players. So you got all these kids have been in this situation outside of the Maracic kid on the floor in tough situations. So we'll learn from that, that last 4 minutes, and even grinding it out to get it to overtime. That's a good learning experience for our kids.
Talking about the final minutes of regulation, they go down and hit a tough three in the corner to grab a 2-point lead. You guys then had the ball with about a minute to play and it took it down to 10 seconds. Talk about that.
Yeah, we we wanted to get something going to the basket, but our guards outside Alex Tino are not foot speed, and we said, hey, get something, as far as tough going to the basket type of a shot or a kick out. We just couldn't. They did a nice job on Alex Sheehy, who had a heck of a game, and we didn't get anything out of the post there, so we end up just trying to get a foul called or something. Unfortunately, we did there with 10 seconds left to give us some free throws. Brooks or four goes, or whatever.
Yeah,
it was.
Brooks goes back to the free throw line and hits a couple of free throws, and they miss the shot at the end of regulation and send it into overtime. And then you get outscored 12-3 in the overtime session. Got the final numbers. We talked kind of about the 3-point shooting in the pregame show. We fire up 21 of them tonight.
Yeah, and you know, I thought maybe early everybody wanted to get into the flow. I thought as the game went on, I know we took a couple in the second half. You know that, you know, Brooks misses one deep and on a crucial possession, and you know, but you know, I don't know. We got to come up with some scoring outside of the 3-point stripe. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And we knew that going in. I thought Zach Kitten was really aggressive going to the rim. We got to find some guys that want to get some offensive rebounds. And, you know, sometimes you're going to shoot those, but you better come up with some boards, you know, get multiple possessions, because you know and I know you're not going to light it up every night.
Yeah, Hastings Saints is saying tonight drops one to Columbus Scotus to get an overtime by a score of 50-41. So now you turn around and your reward for playing this first ball game is to go see the number one ranked team on that Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a great learning experience. They played St. Albert's tonight. I wish they wouldn't have scheduled that game. Usually it's their opener, and we kind of catch them, you know, in that jittery stage, and we got a game under our belts, but they'll be ready. I mean, they're very veteran group. You're going to see linebacker type big post men, 6'5", 6'5", 6'4". Their guards are lightning quick, great players. They all can shoot it. They got a freshman that's a Simon kid. Another Simon is a sophomore. They're really going through a great run, and Mike knows that, and we know that. But our kids fought them tooth and nail right here last year. With not as, I don't think, as strong as teams we're putting on the floor this year. And we're going to go down there. We'll have a game plan, and hopefully we can slow them down. We knew the start of our season is no walk in the park, you know. And then next week we'll go to Donovan, and they're, you know, top three in the state, not in our class, with great athletes. So our kids just got to stay heads up, start learn from this, get back to work a little bit tomorrow, and understand, you know, like I told them, this is a long season. It hurts and stings, but I think we're going to learn, and our schedule prepares us for what we really want to be, as good late in the season.
It's a very similar situation as last year. Saints to say came on there right at the end of the season and made a run as we took it into the district championship game. A bunch of young kids out there, this schedule can only help, can it?
It can, and, you know, I really, you know, for what we, you know, did out there tonight, I was very impressed with the way we played in our opening game and our scrimmage game. And tonight, I, you know, there's no back down. There's a lot of fight in these kids. And, you know, we'll look at the film a little bit tomorrow and say, hey, maybe you could have been a little more aggressive here. Maybe you could have done this. I thought the pick and roll to start the second half, we talked about it the whole half. So maybe we won't even talk about things they're going to do. And they come out and get the easiest shot of the night on a pick and roll. And it was just kind of dead feet. So we've got to make sure we're ready to go. You know, one possession, we practiced even overtime situations this week because we really thought this was going to be a tooth and nail game if we played well. And we played well, and we got it to overtime, and had leads throughout, just couldn't close it out. And our kids are pretty resilient kids. You know, they're going to come back tomorrow, and they're going to want to go on the road and prove themselves again.
Okay, thanks for stopping up.
All right, thank you.
Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia, and the Hawks dropping one here tonight in overtime to Columbus Scotus, 50-41. And our final word right after this.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Cancer patients, secondhand asbestos.
Checking the final shooting numbers in the ball game tonight. Saints to say 13 out of 37 from the field, 35%. Scotus shot 20 out of 46 for 43%. Three-pointers tonight, Saints to say 7 out of 21 for 33%. Scotus was 4 out of 16 for 25%. Saints to say ended up out-rebounding Scotus 30 to 16. In the ball game tonight, the Hawks had 14 turnovers. Columbus Scotus had 9. Saints to say with no steals and no block shots. Columbus Scotus with 6 steals and 1 block shot. Saints to say losing to Columbus Scotus tonight in overtime by a score of 50-41. Again, in the girls' ball game tonight, Hastings Saints to say getting 20 points tonight from Chandra Farmer as they knock off Columbus Scotus by the score of 54-25. The Hastings High girls basketball team, they lost tonight to Seward after a 31-31 tie after three quarters. Seward goes on to beat Hastings High tonight by a score of 44-37, still waiting for the boys' results from Seward tonight. And the Hastings College women's basketball team, they go on the road tonight and beat York College by the score of 80-63. So that'll wrap up coverage for night number one of our high school basketball schedule here tonight. A split between Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus. We'll have more play-by-play tomorrow night. We'll get our first look at the Adams Central Patriots. Adams Central will play Holdridge in a doubleheader tomorrow night out at the Patriots gym. On the air with a pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. It'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off for the girls and 7:45 for the boys. We'll have both games here on 1230 KHIS. That'll do it for my producer and engineer, John Debrin. For my statistician, Gene Shaw, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.